and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Jerastafari, Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerastafari, Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jerastafari, Selassie, the first desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, Ali Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God, the Almighty, Ali Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God.
On Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be here, tell you the new, if it wasn't for the union. Knew I had a boss in Aberdeen, the nicest fella that ever was seen, but he must have thought me hell of a green before I joined the union. Toodaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be here, tell you the new, if it wasn't for the union. And I had a boss called Allardyce, and he was really hell of a nice, except for the way he loaded the dice before I joined the union. Toodaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be a telly the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss, his name was Black. He told all the workers to call him Jack, but he's bloody good, I'd be in the sack before I joined the union. Toodaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be a telly the new if it wasn't for the union. Second-handed Jaguar, he wouldn't have travelled half as far if it wasn't for his union. Toodaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be here, tell you the new, if it wasn't for the union. The bosses, they were day and fine, we Wains were working down the mine, have them on the assembly lines if it wasn't for the union. Toodaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't be here, tell us the new if it was before the union. So men and women all agree, it's time to rise up off your knee and raise the banner of unity forward with the union. Do-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true. You wouldn't hear tell us the new if it wasn't for your unions.
These shows usually go on for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond. And we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straightway. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender. In an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband, Earl. After 30 years wed, and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Asian Minor, in between the platypus and perfect Aphrodite, Charlie come with opposing thumb to question the Almighty. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. See the dancing president with congressman and teacher, jump into the music of the wealthy Midwest preacher. Charlie, come with a brand new dance, get on the floor and follow. Find yourself a partner and we'll swing into tomorrow. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Truth by stepping out, come join the worldwide party. Charge your glass and face the world, we'll drink a toast to Charlie. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder.
as razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões, eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões. Agalagada, alagada, agalagada, galagada, galagada.
Eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado.
Cheguei à triste conclusão
dessa união
e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão
o coração
tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Maybe you're a little fire. You've been drowning your own desires. But every time the heavens move,
I do not deserve more than I have. I don't see a superhero when I look into the mirror, arbiting between the good and bad. 'Cause I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is battered, bruised and scarred. 'Cause I wish I could be grateful to be me, but my bravery's on fire. I have been through hell and back again. I was lucky to come out alive. Luckier than most, and I'd agree. I should be grateful for all I have. But I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I wanna do is let down my guard. 'Cause I wish I could be me, but my bravery's on fire. Struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is battered, bruised and scarred. I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is fractured and in the dark. But my bravery's on fire. My bravery's on fire.
He's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone, so they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft, but they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor, made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Question of feeling than it is a question of fun. The confidence is the balaclava, I'm sure you'll baffle them good. With the ending reek of salty cheeks and runny makeup alone, oh, will blood run down the face of a boy bewildered and scorned? Will you find yourself in a skirmish? Will you wish you'd never been born? You tie yourself to the tracks and there isn't no going back, and it's wrong, 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 but we'll do it anyway because we love a bit of trouble. Throwing it to the sharks, can only hope that the ending is as pleasurable as a start. The confidence is the ballad club, I'm sure you're baffled and straight. And it's wrong, 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 she can hardly wait. That's right, you won't let her eyes sigh. Now the shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this crime? That's right, he won't let her eyes sigh. Shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this crime?
Bye.
last kiss. Quiet and unassuming, but you were that they were the naughtiest. She pleaded with you to take it up, but you resisted. I'm for, I'm sorry, sweetheart, Abadrava. Keep on the balaclava.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
True honeymoon child, conceived on an island on the sun. Heels dug in the white sand. Loved and adored from day one. Raised in the wild space between two hearts, where vines climb trees toward the light. Running naked, dragging a kite, or your dress on a string. You bring out the soft side in everyone. We gather like ravens on a rusty scythe, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch such a little dove fly away. Always turn.
zigzag. 7 in the morning, staggering on, looking in the shop windows, looking in the right state, dealing with the jet lag. Draw all the curtains, rolling up the joint, staring at the TV screen, feeling really shamefaced. 'Cause I'm here again, it's near. Zigzag, buzzing like a fuzzbox, brain on the blink, walking out familiar paths, fumbling for the off switch, living in a zigzag. I'm gonna switch my phone off, throw away the post, then I'll pitch a tent on the carpet and curl up with an ashtray. 'Cause I don't feel right, what an awful sight. I got bags under the bags under my eyes. Zigzag, 7 my connections, climb up the stairs, staring in the mirror for too long, can't escape the feeling, dealing with the jet lag, coping with the spots and the noise in my ears, trying to trick my brain into sleeping, staring at the ceiling, but my mind won't stop. When you reach the top, there is only one direction you can go, gravity always wins.
Dancing anymore. Something in that pill wasn't right. You told me it'd be alright. Singing my sad songs tonight, but I'm
listening to Sheffield Own on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Thank you.